Finally today, we meet a singer from Mali named Fatoumata Diawara. She's from the Wassoulou region of southern Mali, an area associated with a traditional sort of blues music. But the singer's debut album, called Fatou, incorporates a lot more. Reporter Alexa Dvorzin met her recently in Berlin.
Just a few months shy of 30, Fatoumata Diawara has walked a rebellious path. Born to Malian parents in Ivory Coast, she was sent to live with an aunt in Bamako who was supposed to send her to school. But that aunt was an actress, and soon Fatoumata was appearing on stage and in films, including the award-winning gender comedy Tafafanga, or Skirt Power, when she was just 14. 10 years later, she struck off on her own to Paris, whose musical diversity opened her ears.
I can sing like in my village, but my traditional song wasn't enough. And I suffer a lot when I tried to adapt my traditional song on modern songs because it's so different.
After picking up the guitar a couple of years ago, Fatou, as she's known, started experimenting with nuances of rock, soul, and jazz that might fit her Wassoulou sound. She thrives on the challenge of getting the combination just right. Fatou started working with French voice coaches to adopt modern vocal techniques, but they weren't much help. It was only when someone dropped off a Nina Simone CD that she had a revelation. The first track was I Love You, Porgy, the 1935 hit by George and Ira Gershwin from the opera Porgy and Bess. Nina Simone had recorded the song in 1958.
Yes, I love you, Porgy. Don't let him take me.
When I started to listen to this song, it was like somebody told me, do that, you have to do that. It was like a school. She gave to me, je sais pas comment le dire.
A master class.
You have to find this thing to do that, tac, 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 tac.
Through Nina Simone's recordings, Fatou found a new footing, and her audiences in Paris noticed right away.
When I started to sing, people told me, what's happening? So I said I met my mother, you know, this night. It was the beginning of something really strong. I cannot explain.
In Bisa, Fatou sings about a woman so disappointed in her partner of choice that she wonders if she'd been better off in the arranged marriage she rejected. But this isn't a throwback to ancient customs. It's an appeal to men to treat their wives with greater respect. Fatou's songs, sung in Bambara, Mali's lingua franca, also lament the plight of youth migration, bad parenting, and the tradition euphemistically known as female circumcision, which is still widely practiced in Mali and other African countries.
Mama. I left my family to be free, to open my mind. That was a big change of my life, to be different woman.
For the world, I'm Alexa Dvorsen.
That's all for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.